Okay, we have our serious faces on.
Serious face.
Hello.
Welcome to an NPR production of...
Listen, do you see that? we're recording live tonight from King of the Roll.
In Portland, Maine. Right up on Congress Street.
Congress Street, right in the heart of the Longfellow District. Is that a thing?
Is that a district?
It's a thing.
Sure, it is now.
It is.
Yep.
The Longfellow.
We are...
I'll go do this.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
That's great. Cute.
Ooh, thank you.
Seaweed salad.
And wet towels.
Thanks.
Oh, wet towels.
I love how that they give wet towels here.
Yes.
This is the thing that I wish would happen. I wish every restaurant would give wet towels.
Oh, they're hot.
They're hot. Hilar has burned her. This is news. Hilar has burned herself with a hot towel.
Yeah.
We just ordered. Request paramedic assistance.
Oh, they get cold quick, though.
Yeah.
Mine's already cold.
So I wish that all restaurants gave you wet towels, slippers, and free bread.
Oh.
Free bread. I like when they give you free bread at restaurants. And that's not a thing that really happens anymore.
It's not. You're done with it.
You're going to open it. I'll use it.
Here's your towel. We're just so grateful for it. So, we came here because we thought we might just go into a place and talk about the stuff without asking about it.
Exactly what Pilar said. The other side of the story is that we had two other places in mind that we planned to go to, and they both had difficulties. So this, I mean, I don't want to say this was our plan C, but
it was our plan C.
It was.
Yeah.
But now it's great.
Yep.
And we're here. And in fact, this is a sushi restaurant, and the menus on the table say that they define sushi as edible art.
Oh, yeah. It's
so
great.
So now we can talk about art that you eat.
Yes. In a slightly hushed tone because we feel weird about recording in a
slightly
restaurant.
Slightly hushed. But we will talk about some of the art on the walls. And
yes.
Then we will also talk about... I'm going to interview Pilar.
Oh.
In a sudden twist.
Twist.
That she didn't know about.
Oh, wow. Don't tell me.
Oh. About... Oh. I'm going to interview her. Okay, I'll just tell you.
Oh.
Interview you about your experience with the Japanese exchange artists.
Oh, yeah.
From Aomori. Aomori?
Mm-hmm.
Japan.
Aomori.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's actually start with that.
Oh, okay.
Does that sound good?
Sounds great.
Another twist happens.
You never know. You're on a wild ride with us.
Yes.
Listen.
And we are
on. Did you see that?
We are on a wild ride as well. Okay, so Pilar, can you tell our listeners a little bit about the main Aomori Printmaking Society?
Okay, great.
Project
MAPS, also known as
MAPS.
Feel free to have some of my seaweed salad.
Oh, there you go.
Welcome.
Arigato.
Tomo arigato. Yes, that is the one word that I learned last week, and feel at all confident in saying.
You're very good at it.
Oh, thanks.
You said domo arigato.
Yes.
Mr. Roboto.
I didn't say that part.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, MAPS is the main Aomori Printmaking Society that it was, I believe, a brainchild of the local genius of Jeff Badger.
Shout out to Jeff Badger.
Hey! So, he came up with this society. Well, I don't know if he came up with it, but he's a board member of the Friends of Aomori, which is... Aomori is a sister state. It's really a prefecture in Japan.
What is a prefecture?
It's a portion.
It's a side dish.
It's a side dish.
It's a sample.
It's a region.
Like a state.
Yes.
Or a
it's like a state.
Province.
Yes. Okay. They refer to it as a prefecture.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes.
New word learned
so,
today.
So there was... going way back in time to, I can't really remember, I want to say 1859 or 1856. And I should know that answer, but I don't. There's the wreck of the Chessboro.
The wreck of the cheeseburger.
The wreck.
Yes. Okay.
The wreck of the cheeseburger happened when there was a ship that was from Maine that crashed on the shores of Japan, and the people of Aomori nursed the survivors back to health.
With cheeseburgers?
With cheeseburgers. And
and made history
and
forever.
Made history, and forever we will be friends because of cheeseburgers.
Aww. Yeah. That's touching.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
To find out the full story, you can go to Space Gallery right now, and you can read Jeff Badger's book that he wrote and illustrated about the story, mm-hmm. and that we helped him print up at Pickwick Independent Press.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, so he's a board member, and one of the missions of the board is to strengthen this relationship that we have through cultural exchanges. And mm-hmm. so one of those cultural exchanges is through art, and specifically printmaking. And so what we did was we gathered 10 artists who are Maine printmakers, and which is a really, there's a great long list of Maine printmakers. So to get it down to 10, it was a tough one. But
how did you do it? Was it a was it a juried thing, or was it a
I mean, I think we talked about, I mean, mostly it was just a, it was a
selection?
It was a, just a selection.
A sampling.
A sampling of people who work in relief, and mm-hmm. then who are also available.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Cool.
But so, and then there's 10 artists from Japan, and so there was, every artist was asked to give 2 prints from 1 edition of their work, all around the same size. It was around, all around 18 by 24, something like that. Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
Sweet potato and avocado.
Perfect.
Thanks.
Ooh. Anything else I can get for you?
Oh, that's it. I think
that's it. For now?
Thank
okay.
you. Yes. Thank you for taking our towels.
Our food is here.
Our food is here. We'll try not to eat in front of you.
Quick aside.
Yeah.
What do you got right there?
That's unagi.
What is that?
Eel.
Eel?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
It's really good.
I never had that.
Would
I've only
like
had
some?
The... no, thank you. It looks very...
It looks gross, but it's good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It looks kind of cute, actually.
It's nice.
It's no, like it got a, it's got a nori, like, bow tie on it.
It's got a little belt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little fun belt.
Some sesame accoutrement.
Sequins.
Okay, so... 10...
10 printmakers from Maine.
10 from Aomori.
Yeah.
And then we sent prints over there, and they had an exhibit of the prints over there, and mm-hmm. then the prints will live in the, or part of the, now part of the collection of the Munakatsushiko Memorial Museum.
Ooh.
And then the director of the museum, said museum, and 4 artists from the show recently just came back, or came not came back, but came to visit Portland last week. They were here for a whole week, and they had a residency in Pickwick for 4 to 5 days, and then they did all sorts of, you know, Maine things.
Did they visit the lighthouses?
I don't know.
Did they have lobster?
I bet they did. Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm. Did they, what are other main things?
They, I believe they skipped the idea of going to L.L. Bean.
Ooh! Breaking news. Somebody came to Maine
and didn't
and did
go.
Not go to L.L. Bean. I feel like that's the first time. Last time my Aunt Bonnie and Uncle Jim were here, mm-hmm. we went to L.L. Bean, at like, because you know they're open. I think mm-hmm. they're open at weird hours. Mm-hmm. I remember driving back, mm-hmm. driving there at like 11 p.m. or something ridiculous,
mm-hmm.
which is like way too late for me to be thinking about khaki pants.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Pleats. It's in the pleats. So, mm-hmm. What was the experience like of having the 10 Japanese guests here? Did you learn a lot about Japanese printmaking? How that works?
It was fascinating to have 4 people just come into the shop and they just got right to work, which is great.
Mm.
But really I learned the most from them when they came to my class that I teach at Mecca, and
which is, what is that class?
It's a relief printmaking class.
Uh-huh.
And so they came and they all did demos of their work for the students, and they were the most generous and I'd say informative group of artists who didn't speak really much English at all.
Mm-hmm.
So the language divide was very wide.
Mm-hmm.
But they really they spent the whole time being really illustrative with how they make their prints in order to kind of, there was some loose translating going on, but really they said it all with their gestures and their actions, and it was just so great.
Mm-hmm.
And I discovered that they had been spending the whole week preparing for that specific class.
Aww.
And they all made prints for all the students to have, and so all the students walked away with prints of each artist. And
wow, that's really so generous.
Yeah, it's really incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So that was fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's a national tradition in Japan to be to learn relief printmaking. So they start carving when they're in grade school, and they get really good at it.
Mm-hmm. So everybody, so it's like the same way that we learn arithmetic.
Curses.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's so cool.
Yeah. So that's really exciting.
Uh-huh.
And,
And I remember you saying that they were really impressed. Impressed? Da-da-da-da-da. Pun intended.
I love it for making jokes. For making puns.
You don't seem like you do.
Sorry. I got distracted.
Busted. So you told me that they were the Japanese residents were really impressed with the printing technology in Pickwick.
Oh,
like the presses and the various.
Yes.
I don't know what else.
The
presses.
Yes.
Equipment. Yeah.
Yeah, because mostly they print by hand. So
right.
So without any presses, they just use a Baron, most commonly an extension of your palm.
And a Baron?
A Baron. It's
What's
like
that?
It's a flat, round thing that you hold, so that you grip with your hand, and you push down and rub it around on top of the paper to make the impression of the print.
Oh!
Make the print on the paper, basically.
I see, okay.
Yeah.
But you're using just human
force.
Force.
Yeah, gravity.
Wow.
And brute strength.
Mm-hmm. Did any of them experiment with using any of the presses?
One did.
Oh, cool.
Only one did. And she had been, she was doing more etching and collage work, and so...
Pilar has just taken a bite of sushi.
Sorry.
Please stay tuned while we hear from our sponsors.
So, she was practiced with the press, but everybody else was just used their Baron.
Cool.
And so it was really exciting to see. And then we had a big exhibit. It's opening. The opening night was their last night in town, and so it was great fun.
Yeah,
yeah.
That was an awesome opening. I was there.
Yes.
It's
Space Gallery, and all the artists came from. Well, not all of them, but most of them came from America.
Yep.
I saw a very cute picture on the internet.
Mm.
Group picture.
Oh, group picture.
Mm-hmm.
Where all us Americans look like schlubs.
I feel like that's often the case, though.
Yeah.
We're kind of a schlubby bunch. Yeah.
But we were having fun.
Slumping along. Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, it was very exciting.
And they gave you some watercolors.
They gave me watercolors that aren't exported from Japan.
Oh.
Which I'm excited to use. I'm going to use them this weekend.
Me too.
Anne has just taken a bite of sushi. Stay tuned. You'll hear a word from our sponsors.
I'm good. I'm
Tiny
good.
Wash.
I'm ready.
Oh.
What are you going to use them for?
I'm going to make some pictures.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Pictures? P-I-T-C-H-E-R. Pictures.
Pictures of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And pictures of things.
Now,
yep.
Remember when you told me about the word that kind of sounds like wasabi, but is different because it means art? It's different because it's something else. It sounds exactly like wasabi. What word am I talking about?
I don't know.
It's like wasabi. Wasababa.
Wabi-sabi.
Wabi-sabi. Yeah.
Oh, that's a different... That's another Japanese cultural...
Wasababi. Wabi-sabi. What is that?
In a nutshell, probably the way that I can describe it is that it's the art of the everyday, kind of the love of the irregularities of nature and life, and kind of rather than aesthetically trying to make things symmetrical and perfect and perfected in a way, I guess.
Yeah.
Is what you do is, or what you think about is the what makes something beautiful is the hand mark or the crack in it, or and so there's a couple of different traditions that are traditional craft methods where you're noticing those things, and one I forget what the name of it is, but it's when you repair cracked porcelain or ceramics with like a gold
line,
gold seal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You fill it in.
Yes, exactly.
Cool.
Yeah. So that things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Wabi sabi. I always think about it as like being happy with what things are in the present moment.
That's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
A beautiful moment. Listen, do you see that? You have just witnessed a lovely moment. That is really nice, though. I remember, and I feel like that's... I wish I was better at mastering that appreciation for the imperfect.
Really? I think you're good at it.
Really? Oh, that's nice of you to say. I don't think so.
Oh.
I respectfully disagree.
A debate.
Yeah. A debate happens. But I remember talking about this word with Nat at the Aomori opening.
Oh.
And he mentioned this trend, I guess it is, called visible mending.
Oh, yes.
You know about this?
Mm-hmm.
That's when you...
I do that.
You visibly mend?
Yes, you have actually commented on my pants. You've said, what's wrong with your pants?
See, that's what I mean. I'm not good at appreciating it. Great.
Sashiko.
Sashiko?
Sashiko.
Is that a... What is that?
It's visible mending.
Oh.
Yep.
Another new word. See, you know... I feel like you know a lot of Japanese art words.
Well, apparently I do. I didn't even know it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know much Japanese
language. Well,
that's
all of it, I got.
Mm.
Wait, I got one more.
Okay, go.
Shoot, what is it? I always forget what it is. It's the gift wrapping. The cloth. Shiko, I think.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, visible mending. Super fun. I learned about it a while ago. I have a good friend named Katrina Rudaba who's actually coming to Maine this summer to do a whole retreat at a gathering of stitches. And
oh, a retweet? She retweet the retreat. Live tweeting.
Can you hear my rolling of my eyes?
Sorry.
Listen to my slack jaw. The idea of sashiko is to mend something. And there's also this really great parallel sewing. What do you call it?
Sure.
Thank you. Boro. Or no, Boro. Just one Boro.
Not to be confused with them. Thank you. Bora.
No. But so Boro mending, it dates back to the Japanese farmers when it's the idea of reusing and using all of your resources and reusing everything that you can.
Oh.
And so they would end up, you know, mending their clothes because it was so cold in the winters, and so they would make these beautiful layered quilts of clothes and jackets and pants and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you can now buy those things in like designer boutiques for $1,000.
In Brooklyn,
yeah.
Shout out to everyone who's hating on Brooklyn. Whoops!
Did I say that? We'll edit that one out.
Yeah. Go on.
Anyway, so, yeah. Sashiko and Boro are visible mending techniques.
Cool! Yeah. You're very knowledgeable.
Well,
about this stuff.
I don't feel very knowledgeable. I know a handful of things.
Oh, a handful.
How
is your eel friend?
Oh, it's good. Eel friend is good.
One eel has left the plate. One is still present and accounted for.
Eel friend. I taught a class last year that had a Japanese art movement unit in it.
Oh.
And usually the previous teacher taught it with calligraphy and haikus.
Ooh.
I believe. And
I love the haiku.
Yes. I
great
do too.
Form. It's so brief. It's an efficient, it's the most efficient art form.
Yeah. Actually, Jeff Badger, again, with a genius, told me about this idea of a haiku critique.
Ooh.
Where you have to pick somebody else's art in the class and then write a haiku about it.
Oh, that's so smart.
Oh, it's great. I've done it a couple times in my classes. It's the best critique I've ever done.
Are they...
Yeah.
Do the haikus tend to be a good mix of positive and negative criticism?
Yep.
I feel like...
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
Uh-huh. And they're spot on every time.
It's like that adage about brevity, that it's brevity is the soul of, you know, something. I can't remember that. But it's good. That's the phrase.
Brevity is the soul of good.
Brevity is good.
Brevity. Let me tell you a little something about brevity.
Brevity is my favorite thing. Because I like short and efficient things. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. So lots of good things.
Yeah.
Happened in Japan.
Right. Yeah. Things happened.
Yep.
And here we are in an amazing, surrounded by Japanese art.
Oh, yes. Which
there's a lot of, I just want to comment on that. There's an amazing little treasure trove of...
Oh, it's great. Yeah, we're just looking at stuff.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. amazing treasure trove of fish flags. Flags that look like fishes.
Yes, and then the sumo.
Yeah, but a lot of...
The sumo curtain is really fantastic.
Yeah, the sumo paraphernalia.
Yeah.
And there's like, also, there's Jeopardy on. Oh no, it's Home Improvement now. Throwback. Sorry, what were you going to say?
I don't even know. I just was transported into a world of, was it Tim the Toolman?
Oh yes.
Right?
Tim the Toolman Taylor.
Yes.
AKA Tim Allen. What's that guy up to?
Oh man, RIP, I don't know why this came up in my mind just now, but
here, go.
Poor Gary Shandling.
Who's that?
You don't know who Gary Shandling is?
Nope.
What?
I can't believe now this, I feel like this might be embarrassing for me and we just got it on tape.
Yeah.
Who is that?
Maybe we'll just edit this part out again. Gary Shandling was one of the writers of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Look who's talking now. Oh. Wait, of Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Yes.
Oh, I thought Larry David wrote that show.
Yeah, but he was one of the writers.
Oh, I see.
Or maybe he was also on Seinfeld. Now I feel like I'm doubting myself. I don't know.
No, don't look it up.
I want to look it up.
No.
It feels like we're in...
No. Because that takes all the wonder out of the equation. If we just find out. Well, I don't know who that is, but rest his soul.
I can't believe you don't know how Gary Shandling is. He also had his own show called The Gary Shandling Show.
Oh.
It's The Gary Shandling Show. This is a pizza for Gary Shandling Show.
That's so good.
Yeah. It was great.
No, I don't know who that is still.
Sorry, Rachel's wondering how long we're going to be here for. How much longer we're going to be here for.
All right, special guest by proxy, Rachel Cobesa.
Yes.
On Pilar's phone.
Well, it's not her.
I think we're winding down our half hour allotted time, and also out of things to talk about.
Pilar started texting.
But I just want to thank Pilar for telling us about the wonderful experience of the Aomori folks. And
oh, man.
Thank myself for being here.
I would like to thank you for asking me what's wrong with my pants.
Yes. Anytime.
Yeah.
What's wrong with... That's a parting sentiment.
Yeah. What's wrong with your pants?
What's wrong with your pants today? Join us next time for another episode of Listen.
Do you see that?
Goodbye.